Last week, Fitch Ratings, one of the three major credit rating agencies, downgraded Canada's credit rating from AAA to AA+. So here to discuss the reasons behind the downgrade and how it's going to affect Canadians is Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
Did you have a Sony Walkman?
I have a Sony Walkman, a Discman, and I got a 1996 Caravan with a cassette tape recorder.
Oh, see, I miss listening to my cassettes. I really do. That was a whole other era as well. All right, let's get down to business, shall we say. Why did Canada's credit rating get downgraded?
From Fitch's point of view, Canada's ability to repay their debt just isn't as good as it used to be. So the AAA rating is the best rating a country can have. And Canada actually held this status for the past 16 years. So it's quite unfortunate that we lost it. The main reason we were downgraded was because our debt to GDP, gross domestic product, it jumped from about 88% to 115% in a really short period of time. And it'll likely get worse. In other words, our debt levels are trending up while our economic output and revenues are trending down. So there are also concerns that these debt loads from other provinces, particularly the ones tied to energy like Newfoundland and Alberta. Now, these provinces were the stars of the Canadian economy just a couple of years ago, but now with all these low energy prices, they're struggling and they're becoming increasingly fiscally dependent on the federal government. So these factors, as well as a bunch of others, just couldn't be ignored by the creditors or the rating agencies, so they decided to downgrade us.
Okay, so we were downgraded from AAA to AA+. Now, if that was a report card, AA+ still looks pretty good. It's pretty high rating, isn't it? Does that really make much of a difference?
It does. Like, AA+ is still very elite, but you're still being knocked off the top position, and it does make a difference. So consider an Olympic silver medal. It's a huge accomplishment, and the athlete who earned it should be extremely proud, but at the end of the day, it's not a gold medal. So Canada will be still highly regarded, similar to like a silver medal, and the debt markets will still be very happy to lend to us, but the conditions just won't be as favorable. So that will mean that it's going to end up costing us more to service our ever-expanding debt load.
Okay, since most countries, you got to think, are increasing their debt to help keep their citizens financially afloat during this pandemic, does that mean other countries are being downgraded alongside us, alongside Canada?
Yeah, they're looking at everybody. Everyone's sort of in the same boat. No one's faring really well during this pandemic. And compared to some of our peers like Japan or a lot of the European countries and even the US, Canada's actually doing quite well from a debt to GDP perspective. So, yes, I don't think we're going to be alone. I think we're going to see a lot of downgrades across the globe. Luckily, from a debt servicing perspective, interest rates are near zero, and they're expected to stay that way over the short to medium term. So our borrowing costs, even with this extra debt, are manageable. However, you know, it's still debt, and the sheer amount of debt that we're adding on is not going away. It'll probably never go away. And even at today's low interest rates, we're spending billions of dollars every month to service the national debt. So billions, that's so much money, billions every month. And that's money that's coming from the taxpayer and something that we're spending on interest rather than other initiatives like healthcare or the environment or education.
Now, are there some lessons we can learn from this downgrade? I mean, there's so much out of our control right now, frankly. I know, but what do we take from this?
Oh, there's definitely lessons. Like if this was a client, if Canada was my client, and all of a sudden their credit scores dropped, it would definitely get my attention. It's basically like a early warning sign that we should be scrutinizing spending and saving behavior. So if we want to maintain a high credit score, then we'll likely have to modify our behavior. So Canada, they dropped from AAA to AAA+. Again, it's not the end of the world, still elite, but now is the time to take action. Otherwise, it's a bit of a slippery slope and we could easily drop to AA or A. So for Canada, that would mean trying to get rid of our deficits. And the best solution to do that is to grow our economy, but that's that's not very easy to do because our economy is largely based on commodities, and there tends to be a lot of resistance against resistance mostly from the public to expand these industries because they'd be like mining and energy. On the flip side, we could be reining in our spending, but that's a huge challenge as well, because politically it's very unpopular to rein in spending, particularly during a pandemic. So at the end of the day, my biggest takeaway is that we weren't prepared for these bad times. We did not have an emergency fund, and our governments, like all of them, tend to spend during the good times and the bad times. It's unsustainable. They should have been socking away money during the good times and being prepared for the bad times. Had they had an emergency fund, we wouldn't have had to borrow nearly as much money. Our credit rating would likely still be AAA, and the future generations wouldn't be on the hook for all these extra interest payments for funds that we're borrowing and using today.
Well, someone's going to be on the hook, aren't they? Someone's going to be on the hook at some point. There's no doubt. Okay, we're talking about an entire country here and a credit rating that affects us, internationally, I suppose, Mark. But what about the rest of us? What about Canadians, individuals? What should they do if their credit rating starts to take a hit?
You know, to be honest, the advice is the same. Like, I stress having an emergency fund so much. It's always a top priority for me. And it just keeps people out of debt. Things happen in life. We all know that. So when the unexpected happens, if you have an emergency fund, you can handle it and skate by. And a good credit rating will save you money over time. Well, like it or not, we are completely judged by our credit score. It's basically our financial reputation. So just as you would protect your own reputation, you got to protect your financial one. So people with good credit scores are just treated differently. I mean, they will receive better terms when borrowing. They can receive more discounts on expenses like insurance. It can even be a factor. Actually, it is a big factor when trying to find a rental property or even a job. So if you fall into this category where you have a good credit, you should always try to maintain it, always pay your bills on time. If you're struggling due to a pandemic or some other reasons, be very proactive. Call your creditors and try to work something out early. Ask them for deferrals. Ask them for other payment options. Definitely do not wait until you missed a couple payments, because then you're sort of behind the eight ball at that point and your options are limited. So you want to get in front of this. Get things done before the damage is done, because it could literally take years to repair.
Okay, so what if we're already at that point? What if someone already has a poor credit rating and they're trying to repair it?
Yeah, I mean, in that case, depending on how bad your credit rating is, often you might want to involve a credit counselor. There's quite a few of them out there, nonprofit ones. They can sort of, you can talk to them, you can debrief about your expenses and your revenues, and they can determine how much damage is done. And sometimes it could be fixed with simple cost cutting and budgeting, but other times you might need more drastic things, like even going bankrupt. So again, it's always going to take time. It's always going to take sacrifice. But in the end, protecting your credit is usually the best thing to do.
No, it's true, Mark. And I mean, as a financial advisor, what are some of the biggest or most common questions that you get from your clients today? Just considering the state of the world.
Yeah, I've always said that the most important thing, people with the strongest financial footing are having the money to go through the hard times. And that's where, again, the emergency fund is huge. One of the biggest questions I always ask is, what should they concentrate on first? And from my perspective, I think emergency fund is priority number one, paying off debt is two, and then investing. So a lot of people go straight to investing, and I'm always saying, no, you got to handle those first two elements first, and only then can you even think about investing.
Mark, always great to talk to you. You take care. Thank you.
You too. Goodbye.